The New World Order has been spoken by a variety, a number of people.
That's Don Koenigs, a candidate for Petersburg's hospital board.
Our population is growing, and there is clearly a philosophy regarding that, all of which states now the population is at over 8 billion people, and they still would like to bring it down. That's an agenda that's before the United Nations.
Koenigs believes wholeheartedly in a far-right conspiracy theory that says a group of shadowy global elites, which he says includes George H.W. Bush, George Soros, and the United Nations, is conspiring to reduce the global population, and that they're using public health and safety measures around COVID to do it. Koenigs touched on the idea at the candidate forum.
I mean, there are some people in the community that may agree or clearly disagree with my reading and my information and say that's just pure hogwash, you know, which is they're entitled to. But what is the reality and what you see forthcoming will become evident over time, whether it's true or not.
Koenigs holds himself up to be something of a government watchdog around town, and he's especially skeptical of the plans for a new hospital. Koenigs carries a big white binder around with him. It documents what he believes to be inconsistencies with PMC's plans to finance the project. If elected, he said he'd try to bring the project to a popular vote, and he thinks Petersburg voters would summarily throw out those plans, which were set in motion more than 6 years ago. Meanwhile, the clock is ticking on the major systems of the existing facility. PMC put together a comprehensive facility condition assessment in 2015, and it shows that by almost all major infrastructural standards, the hospital is failing. The latest estimate for the new hospital is $85 million, which Medical Center CEO Phil Hofstetter says would be paid for by government grants. And he says repairing the existing facility could cost the borough upwards of $110 million. Marlene Cushing is running for re-election. She sat on the board for 9 years, and she's also its current secretary. At the forum, Cushing said the way forward is clear. Building a new facility wholesale.
Look at the long-term care, how small those rooms are. Should our elders really be given a spot the size of a parking space to spend the last years of their life? Have you been in the ER? You can hear everything that's said in the next cubicle when you're there yourself in crisis or a family member in crisis. The funding is very tricky and complex and is not completely known at this point. But sometimes you have to be very, very ready to take advantage of it when that possibility comes about.
Jared Cook is the president of the hospital board, on which he's sat for 6 years. He also fiercely defended the project.
As a board, we feel we have done our due diligence to make the best decisions for the community in the future health care of the community. And in getting a new facility, we feel that we're still going in the right directions and doing the best we can to keep the cost as low as we can. I feel that trying to renovate the old building would actually come out of the community's money. And so grants is the best way to get it in a phased approach.
Jim Roberts is also on board with the new facility. He sat on the board for almost 5 years.
We have a good hospital, very good hospital, but the hospital needs a new building. The facility is way past its age. The mechanics of the building, the air handling, the power, the sewer, all that are just failing.
Micah Hasbrook is a newcomer. She said she supports the new hospital project, but she's not sold on all the details quite yet.
So I'm still hesitant about exactly how the funding would exactly look to make sure that as we proceed, we address what our specific critical needs are.
Cushing said there's no time to waste. She's seen the structural decay inside the current facility firsthand.
And there's this room with this mishmash of wiring and piping and this and that. And all these systems are literally patched together. They're not holding up. And this is critical stuff. Trying to heat that building properly for the people who are living there and working there can be an incredible challenge when it gets cold in the winter. I don't think it's feasible for that building to keep serving the purpose that it's been serving for much longer.
Even so, Koenigs thinks it's salvageable.
I think it has potential for renovation. I've taken the liberty of reading all the information that's on hospital's website.
The most expensive option to bring services up to code is to restore the existing facility, which the hospital would also have to try to do while it's still in use. And they'd have to ask the borough to help pay for it. The new hospital would be, ideally, paid for by state and federal grants. But the funds wouldn't come in all at once. And if they don't come through at all, Cushing says the board will have to reassess.
I don't have a crystal ball. I wish I did. I hope it does. I think that this is an opportune time to seek that funding, and I sure hope it comes through.
If it doesn't,
then we're going to have to go back to square one and say, okay, what are we going to do to get ourselves through the next 10, 15, 20 years?
Could that mean PMC takes out a loan or?
We couldn't afford to pay off a loan of that size.
The new hospital project was top of mind at the candidate forum. That discussion bled into another topic, how to better fold the community into PMC's decision-making process. Roberts said, over the years, it's been a challenge to collect community input.
Trying to find time to try to get the whole community together is almost impossible.
Jared Cook said he's feeling a bit stumped and that the board thought they were doing the right thing by holding open houses and public forums, broadcasting monthly meetings on the radio, but it didn't seem to be enough.
When we ran into this wall of opposition because the public wasn't informed, we had to step back and, okay, how do we fix this? We're open to suggestions so that we can get the community behind this project, and not just a project, but a PMC as a whole.
Hasbrook said she feels like she'll bring a fresh perspective to the board and connect with people who are feeling left out of the conversation.
I'm running for hospital board because I think it's important for some of us younger people in the community to get more involved in these big decisions that are going to be impactful for the long term for us.
Koenig said he feels like hospital administration owes it to the community to be more transparent. In particular, he doesn't like the hospital board's executive sessions, which are closed to the public.
Shouldn't be executive sessions. They should be very narrowly used. And they have to be significant, substantial, not just at the whim of somebody saying this. Not just something, you know, let's just talk about building the hospital or doing this or what scheme you might have.
Phil Hofstetter says those sessions are private to allow board members to review confidential information about patients, legal matters, and finances. Cushing, meanwhile, is at a loss. The board reopened the meetings to the public and, more recently, moved them into Petersburg's municipal building. But she said nobody ever shows up, and they're still accused of being secretive. Cushing has lived here for almost half a century, and she said she sees a pattern.
There's always been a group who said, we can't do this, we can't afford this, we don't need this, this is highfalutin, we don't need a community gym. We've got the old one from the 1920s. We don't need a swimming pool, the library. There's been resistance to the idea and fear of the cost down the road. I know that this item has a huge price tag, and that is very, very scary.
The alternative, she said, is even scarier, not having a functioning facility at all. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.